listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means speaking with the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots, that is Drake May. We did just that. It's kind of crazy that you think about it. We're going to be doing that every Monday between now and January, Fitzy.
I think we'll be doing it until February.
All right, I'll give you February if you want to go that far.
All right.
I don't know what you've been drinking, smoking, and or mixing back there this early in the season, but whatever, we'll go with it. Even my buddy down there, former boss Fred Kirsch, I was like, so Super Bowl? He goes, maybe not this year. Might have to wait till next year. Even he is pausing
Kirsch-y.
A second. But Nick Fitzy Stevens is excited about the Patriots' big win over Washington on Friday night. Drake May started, played a couple series. There was some good. There was some bad. We talked about all of it. Drake May just off the practice field, Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Joining us now on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots quarterback Drake May. Drake May on Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. So training camp is well underway. We got a preseason camp underway. Where are you at in the process right now?
Yeah, just trying to get better every day. I think that's what we're trying to do out here and battle the heat and battle just bringing it every day and just challenging ourselves to get better.
So obviously the big talking point is Mike Vrabel's the head coach, culture, different things like that. How would you describe what Mike Vrabel is trying to establish here in New England in terms of culture?
I think just intensity. I think just bringing it every day, leaving your ego at the door, and then from there, bringing it onto the field and finishing through the whistle, doing the little things right. And I think that's just trying to help us on the field when the little things, details and technique, come into play. That's what he's trying to establish.
What's your role in that? Because I heard him this morning on our station say the quarterback can't take a day off. No matter what, he's the leader of the football team. So what is your role as sort of his top lieutenant?
Yeah, I think he hit it off the tee. Just bring it every day. No days off. When the team or the offense feels like you're kind of lagging around, it's my job to bring him up.
Does that come natural? Because we saw that clip with him telling you to celebrate, and is that something you need to work on, or how's that come for you?
Yeah, I think celebrating is different than kind of getting around the guys and leading them. So I think it's a little easier to celebrate when the games count, but it's also a good thing to practice. So from there, just around the guys and getting to know them first, and then being able to lead them in the right direction.
Rah rah is great, but we all know execution at quarterback is what really matters. Josh McDaniels, new offensive coordinator, he has a history here, I think a reputation in terms of a difficult system, but one that can be very good for the quarterback. How do you feel about that new system and where you are in learning it?
Yeah, I think just trying to attack it every day. He gets the guys in good spots, good plays. Just got to make sure that we don't, I get us out of a bad play if it's a bad look. And then from there, just continue to throw the football. I got to give our guys a chance, and then from there, let them do the running.
Do you like it? I've heard him say one reason people say his system is hard is because it gives the quarterback the answers. It might take a little time for him to understand that, but it gives him the answers to what he's going to see. Do you like that so far?
Yeah, I think you love having the decisions to be on myself and knowing where guys are at and knowing where I'm sending guys, whether it's up front or at receiver. So kind of the ball's in my court, and I think that's the best part about it.
So the other night, got some game action. There was a play, you mentioned it, Coach Vrabel mentioned it, the fumble that you'd probably like to have back, but sort of the totality of what you were able to put forth in a game setting over a couple drives, how'd you feel about that?
Yeah, it felt good to get out there, kind of get the communication with Coach on the headset, get in and out of the huddle, really move the ball instead of out here in practice, just kind of having, line up and running plays. That's what we're challenging out here in practice, not to make it like that. We're trying to establish, bring it every day at practice. But, I thought the fans showed out, what a night to celebrate. Number 12, and then we got a win all around. All 90 guys heard me, got played hard, and they played well.
You mentioned the fans, and you just signed autographs for whatever 15 minutes last week during joint practices. I think there was 14,000 people here. Why is it important for you guys to interact with the fans, sign autographs? I've seen even Coach Vrabel over taking pictures, signing autographs. What's the point of that sort of?
Yeah, I think my thought is just a chance to make somebody's day or make a little kid's day. Why not stay out here and spend 15 minutes or 20 minutes of signing, to make their day. That's my approach to it. And I think, the guy's done a good job of staying after and, appreciating the fans, because the fans are what make it go in there. So, want to make it a tough environment. And, the Patriots fans, they travel well on the road.
You referenced Tom Brady. He was in town, did an interview on the sideline during the game, obviously got the statue pregame. Do you feel any pressure of Tom Brady? Like, is there an aura, like a TB12 sort of hanging, especially now that there's literally a statue for the guy? Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't say pressure. I think it's just appreciation for what he did here, how he played the position, how he loved to win and wanted to win, and how they did win. I think that's the biggest part. And I think definitely just try to, you know, watch an old tape of him with some of the same concepts of how he did things is pretty cool, you know, to watch. But for there, I wouldn't say pressure. You know, just trying to, you know, I was drafted maybe 5 years after he left here. So, you know, I don't think, wouldn't say really any pressure.
On the field, you bring a different style. I mean, that's clear. You're not going to be compared to him physically. You have an athleticism. We saw you get into the end zone the other night. And Josh was actually referencing week plus ago when you had that sort of rollout long pass to Pop Douglas. And he said, like, he would never want to tell you not to make that throw because he'd regret it. Is there, though, a fine line between sort of that athlete, playmaker, gunslinger, and living to fight another play, that balance you might have to face?
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely, you got balance when to extend plays and try to, you know, make plays with my feet or make plays on the run. You know, by the end of the day, the, you know, ball security and protecting the football is the number one thing.
You have a new number one wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, comes in the offseason. What's the early stages of that relationship like?
Yeah, I think you just add the swagger in the room. You know, he gets, you know, defenses on notice when he's in the game, and he helps the guys around him. And I think we got a good, strong room, you know, kind of keep building. Those guys are playing hard, practicing hard.
So from the outside, that group, fairly or not, gets a lot of focus, criticism, the wide receivers. What do you see from that competition and the guys, you know, you're going to go to battle with in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think they're battling. You got 7-8 guys that, you know, bring it every day in that whole room. You know, Coach Todd's doing a great job of challenging them and having them be in the right spot and having, you know, different plays, different concepts. They're learning them well and asking me questions about, you know, winning in man coverage and asking Coach McDaniels, who's, you know, a legend with it. So I think just keep on communication. That's the biggest thing. And I think how it plays out, the guys who keep on, you know, being in the right spot, making plays, and, you know, blocking in the run game will be out there.
I would never ask you if you're ahead of schedule, behind schedule in the process, but what is this part of the process like with one preseason game under your belt? You're going to Minnesota, a couple joint practices. You know, the season is kind of, it's approaching pretty fast. Like, where are you in that process?
Yeah, I think just mastering and kind of getting a feel for and practicing. It's our first, you know, full drive, 2-minute drill today. Didn't go the way we wanted. So, you know, little things like that. You know, I felt like, you know, in the base, you know, base run game, base pass game, you know, I feel good with, you know, our concepts and what we do. So just continue to fine tune the situational plays, situational situations, 2-minute third down, different fronts, you know, on third down. So that stuff is kind of what comes and what we're going to study throughout the week.
Same similar question to the wide receiver group. You know, you got a couple rookies potentially starting on the offensive line were in front of you the other night. As a quarterback, how do you build a relationship or a rapport with those guys?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, Jared was committed to North Carolina to, you know, back in the day out of high school. He's from North Carolina, so I knew him back in high school. He flipped to Georgia, which I don't blame him. But, yeah, I think I knew him already, and me and Will – you know, we're going through the same thing, you know, top 5 pick, you know, coming to Boston from the South, you know, different accent. You know, I think that's just the, you know, just going through it and, you know, the spot Will's in is kind of the best thing for me and him to be able to relate and, you know, communicate and talk. And I think both those guys up front are, you know, put the work in and, you know, are handling guys on our defense, our defensive line. They're getting a great look every day. So, you know, I'm proud of what those guys have done. And I think they're learning the NFL. You got to bring it every day in practice because those guys, you aren't going to, you know, back off.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. And today's quarterback question of the week is, how is life different as a married second-year quarterback? Now that you're married and, I guess, a little bit more mature, how's that different?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm 22, just, yeah, I wouldn't say much is different. You know, I think the big thing is, you know, got somebody, you know, best friend beside me, you know, when I, you know, come home at night and, you know, one of my biggest fans. So, you know, other than that, she loves football, loves being out here to practice. And really than that, just, you know, try to grow up as fast as I can, but at the same time, enjoy it. I think that's one of the, you know, best parts about being young. Enjoy it, and, you know, remember these days. And, you know, it's her birthday today, so shout out to my wife.
And finally, is she? You mentioned she's your biggest supporter, though. Is she critical at all? Does she watch with a critical eye, or is it sort of just full support? Does she ever say, "Hey, what were you doing here? How's that go?"
Yeah, no, she knows. She knows what she's watching.
So she's watched a lot of football.
Yeah, she's critical. You know, her dad played in college, and her brother is also a quarterback. So she's got, you know, a lot of family football ties, and obviously with me. So she's watched a lot of me throwing. So she knows what's going on.
All right, that's Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons with our first Patriots Monday interview of the week. We'll be talking to Drake each and every Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanks, Drake.
Thank you.
The quarterback question of the week and the Drake May interview here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. Nick Fitzy Stevens, what's so funny?
Okay, got a lot of immediate reactions. I love that she's a fan of the game. All I could think of, like, when you asked, like, you know, is she critical? Drake walks to the door like, hey, honey, my husband, he cannot block the line and throw the ball at the same time. That's great. I love that she knows ball. Two, Andy, good job on the interview. You powered through the first. I was just going to send you a text, like an off-air sideline text, like, are there any more quarterback cliches he could offer in the first 2 minutes? But then as you got into the rhythm of the interview and things got established, he sounded like he was more relaxed and giving you longer, more thoughtful answers, which was great. But salute to you. There's got to be like nothing standing next to this big bro-tastic athlete and then having to start something like, of course, it's the Drake May interview on Patriots Monday at WEI Afternoons, brought to you by the sexual.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. You got treatment. A guy mowing the lawn 5 feet away. Yeah, there's a lot of different layers to that.
God love you, man. You held your ground right there as you had to talk about like a, I mean, and we appreciate the Northeast Men's Clinic, but that.
Yes, it is.
Good job.
Did he remember you?
No chance.
No chance.
What do you mean?
No
Are you
chance?
Kidding
You've
me?
Seen him like three
no
or
chance.
Four times.
No chance. There was no chance there was any recollection, familiarity, anything.
Wasn't like, hey, what's up, Andy? How you doing? How was your offseason?
Remember the 12 times we hung out last fall? Nothing?
Nope. There was absolutely nothing there. Not a lot of chemistry between Drake and I.
Weak.
I'm just telling you, but we did get
into his new Pop Douglas.
No. But the situations of football is something they certainly are working on.
Yeah, he nailed that one.
Yeah, see.
Situations. That's that. Dan, would you add that to the list of afternoon t-shirts?
Yes, absolutely.
We did get one 774 text that says, tell Drake to stop starting his answers to the reporter's questions with, yeah, he does do that. He answers, yes, yeah, there's some affirmative. Even if he's disagreeing, he sometimes says, yeah, no, ... and then goes on and disagrees.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's weird. So that it's just we all have crutches. We all have different things.
It's
we
the
do.
New Mac Jones.
I'm okay with it. It doesn't really bother me. That's the least of my concerns with Drake May are that he starts his answers with yeah. The biggest of my concerns is does he end his plays with the football in the other team's hands, whether it's a pass or a fumble. Clean that up, and we will not be breaking down all his words. But anyway. Coming up next here on EEI Afternoons, we will break down Drake May's words. We'll look at some of the things he said. I do feel like there's some optimism there in various aspects of his evolution with Vrabel, McDaniels, mm-hmm. Will Campbell, his receivers. We'll touch on that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.